It's the Mornings with Ed show. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock is the time here on an absolutely stunning, beautiful fall morning here in Laguna Beach. First ran across this artist, Aris Barnea, as a songwriter with beautiful and thoughtful lyrics. And then I absolutely went crazy when I watched him play the guitar. We have a treat this morning. Aris Barnea with a brand new single called Better Man is live in studio. New EP working on that. We're going to hear a couple of songs that no one else has heard. We're going to hear him here for the first time. Aris Barnea, live in studio from our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in Laguna Beach. Please welcome Aris Barnea.
Let's do it. Well, you know that I'm up from the day we met. Sometimes that instead of help, I'm putting too much stress. And I know it's gonna take some time for all the wounds to heal. I promise I will do the best I can. 'Cause the thought of seeing you happy makes me wanna be a better man. A better man. Sometimes try to keep me up all night. When I'm falling to the darkness, you are always there to cast your light. And I know that I'm not perfect, but then again, who is? I just promise I will do the best I can. And for our newborn baby, where I'm gonna be a better man.
Aris Barnea, the song is Better Man. By the way, I should mention Aris, a brand new father, brand new husband. I can't wait to sit him down and chat with how life is now. That was called A Better Man. Let's hear another song off of this yet-to-be-named EP, and we'll get into that, too. This song is called Independence Day, live from the beautiful Julie Lawton Design Build Studios here in Laguna Beach. Please, once again, welcome Erez Barnea.
All right.
You see, written music should be substantive, and that's what you get there. Erez Barnea, that song was called Independence Day. Can't wait to discuss that one as well. You know, a little Dylan-esque, man. Excuse me if I'm embarrassing you with this, dude, but it's very Dylan-esque. And with that in mind, I want the audience to hear a song called Dylan.
Like Dylan, I wanna be just like Dylan. I wanna
Ever since the day that I've learned to walk, all I wanted to do is learn to rock. Grab a guitar and a harmonica in my hand, move to the big city and start a band. And if I feel that I won't make it through the day, I just bought me a Dylan record, let it play. Cause ain't no other singer doing it like Bobby does. So let me hear you once again scream those lyrics.
We're in studio with Aris Barnea. That song was called Dylan. Dylan also, by the way, the name of his brand new baby boy. First of all, congratulations on Dylan.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for making the trip in this morning, Aris.
Oh, every time. Man, I wanted to say that the minute I walked in here, the Wi-Fi was already connected. So that already makes you feel at home. You know, you already have the Wi-Fi password, so you're like, feel at home the second you walk in.
You're halfway there, man. Yeah. It's already a victory once Wi-Fi is connected. Beautiful new music, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely stunning writing, man. So tell me about Better Man. Better Man had me sitting here. I'm not kidding. It's an inspirational song. It makes me love. It brings a sense of love inside, man. Tell me about the writing behind that.
Better Man is a very emotional one because, well, like every couple, me and my wife had our ups and downs, obviously. But then when we were pregnant, when she told me we were pregnant, I kind of had to sit with myself and understand the meaning of that. And it just hit me that I need to start making more effort, you know,
right.
Try to be a better man. Like, and this song is actually a promise. So now every time I piss her off, she can wave that song at me. You're not being a better man, you know? Yeah. Cause we mess up, you know,
yeah,
as we always do, but we're trying to do our best. And yeah, I just sat one night with my guitar and it's very mystical to me the way I write things, because some musician would say, no, you have to, every day you have to keep on writing until you hit something. For me, it kind of like, it floats in the air and I have to try and catch it.
Right.
So I can go a whole month without writing anything, but then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I have like three songs.
There you go.
You have to catch it. It's just, yeah. I was never able to explain it. It was very like spiritual.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain fatherhood and what it means to me right now.
Oh man.
Yeah. Okay. So Better Man, of course. Yeah. You discovered you needed to be a better man once you found out that you guys were going to have a baby.
Yep.
And once Dylan arrived, by the way, Dylan is only 2 months old at this point, right?
He's teeny tiny. Yes. 2 months old. He turned 2 months on Friday.
All right. And I should let the audience know the name Dylan is not coincidence. It's after Bob Dylan, of course.
Yep. That's my number one inspiration, Bob Dylan.
And it shows in your music. It shows when I sit here and watch you perform with the harmonica, the mouth harp, whatever the pros call it, and your guitar. And in the writing of your music is it fills the heart with songs like Better Man, and then it fills the mind with provocative thoughts like Independence Day, the second song you did for us. We'll go back to fatherhood in just a second. I saw you tear up, and I didn't want to I don't want to blow you out of here, man. Tell me about Independence Day really fast.
Well, I wrote Independence Day. It's obviously about situation in Israel and the way I grew up, because I served in the military in Israel. I was a combat fighter, actually, special forces So don't piss me off.
You have a pretty steady handshake, I notice. Right? Yeah.
And you can see the similarities between what's happening there and what's happening here.
Right.
And, well, I basically started music as a way of kind of like therapy because of the things I've been through during my service.
Right.
And writing it down is what helps me the most. And this is just a very straightforward song of like what I'm feeling.
Right. It's very, very pointed.
Yeah.
And there's no mincing words. You don't mince words there. It's we know exactly what you're saying in that song, man.
Yeah, I feel like my songs are split into two groups. So the group one will be like better men. They're very like emotional and very like in that way. And I have my more like sarcastic vibe, which is going to be Independence Day.
Right.
Because I'm a Pisces. We're like two, swim.
Yeah. I don't buy any of that stuff. I don't buy any of that. Oh, he's a water sign, I guess. So I want to harken back to, because I know you.
Right.
And I got to know you before you were married and before you had Dylan.
Yeah.
And yes, there is a difference. There is a. I'm sitting in front of a different Ares Barnea right now.
100%.
Yeah. So fatherhood. What are you do? Where is fatherhood right now for you? Where is it right now? This moment.
At this moment, I miss my boy.
Right.
Right now.
Right.
And it's unbelievable to me, the fact that even on just a regular day, you go to work, and I already miss him. Like, I don't even want to go to work. By the way, I work at the Trader Joe's in Calabasas because music isn't making me enough money right now, but we'll get there at some point.
All right.
Dave Grohl, if you hear me.
Yeah, you're going to be opening for the Foo Fighters. Yeah, I see it.
Please. So,
I see that.
So I just go to work and I miss him so much. Like, I text my wife, send me a photo so I could like see him. Right. And the progress that he's making is just crazy, to see photos of him when he was born,
right,
then a month, then 2 months, and he's like changing so much, and all of a sudden he smiles more and he reacts more, and he's like, he even laughed a few days ago, and it melts your heart, man.
Right. So have you gotten that stare into the eyes where
Oh, 100%. Yeah. He stares at me all the time.
Right.
I even tell you more. When I play music to him, like when I grab my guitar and sing a song to him, he's just mesmerized. He's not taking his eyes off me. But like, there's also one thing that I wanted to say about fatherhood is it makes you look different at people. It makes me be more patient to people. And I think I listen a lot to Joe Rogan's podcast, and he mentions it a lot. And he says that when he had his daughters, he looks at people, even if somebody pisses him off, he looks at him and he thinks, that guy was a baby one time.
Right.
You know, and just been through life. So you're not as judgmental as you were before.
Right.
You know, you just get a whole perspective, a different perspective of life.
Right. I have a 27-year-old and I found...
That's insane. By the way, Ed doesn't look like he's old enough to have a 27-year-old.
Well, I'm only 32, but yeah. we'll talk about the mathematics of that later on, actually. No, but I found myself, the changes that happened for me were, yes, you're right, you nailed it with the more patience, with the looking at someone else's side, looking at that. I also became kind of germophobic at that point.
Oh my God,
you know, other people sneezing around my baby, that. Yeah, that freaks me out. Or
Before he got his shots, man, right? He just got his shots on Friday, so it's a little bit safer now. But before that, man, oh my God.
Yeah.
And my wife is even worse than me. I'm like, yeah. It's funny.
All right. Well, right on, man. Well, congratulations everything else. And do you see music in his future? Are you going to be pushing him toward the guitar? Or are you going to...
You know, I don't want to push him, but I think it's kind of a giving.
All right.
Because it runs in my blood. My grandfather from my mother's side, he was an opera singer. And my dad used to write poems and did some acting and stuff like that. So it's there.
Right.
And obviously we're playing music to him all day, and I play my guitar and sing to him. And He actually, I had a show this Saturday, like last Saturday, at the Kibitz Room in Hollywood, and he was there. That was his first show, like, watching me. And, well, first of all, I almost teared up, like, a bunch of times just to see my baby boy in the crowd, but... Right.
Especially after he punched security to get in there, right?
But, you know, it's going to be there. If he wants to grab it, then I'm there to help him. But I feel like as a parent, my goal is not to push him towards something that he doesn't want to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's his choice.
You'll support eventually. Him if he wants to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a very Jewish way, by the way, the Jewish way of raising children. It says that in the Old Testament. It says, raise the child by his own path.
Okay.
So he chooses his way. You just need to guide him.
All right. That sounds fair, man. It sounds very cool. It's actually kind of a cool parenting thing, too.
Yeah.
It really is. So you'll be at the Mint on January 7th.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That's going to be a bash. Now, that's not your birthday bash, though,
no,
right?
No, not the birthday bash.
Because you do a yearly event for your birthday. You get a club. You hire it out.
Yep.
Okay. So have you got that place down yet?
Not yet. Okay. I have a few places in mind. Well, last year we played the Whiskey. That was back with my band, but now I'm doing the whole solo tour.
Right.
So I'm going to find a venue that I'm going to do that solo act, or maybe add another guitarist or like a percussion, because our listeners don't know, but I was born in the same date as Kurt Cobain.
Wow.
Not the same day, because he's a little bit older than me, but the same date.
Okay.
So every year on my birthday bash, I decided to do a little bit of a tribute to Kurt Cobain. And this year, because I'm doing the whole acoustic thing, I'll do a little that MTV Unplugged tribute.
Very good.
Which is by far, well, we talked about it earlier, the best Unplugged concert ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of my all-time favorite concerts.
Agreed. That Unplugged performance was amazing.
Yeah.
I'd have to go in the list in order: Nirvana, Alice in Chains, and then Eric Clapton. Those were my three favorite Unplugged performances. But Nirvana by far.
100%.
The best, man.
Yeah. Pearl Jam has a great one too, but Nirvana was way, way up there. And like, he was, there's actually the very last moment of that show when he sings, Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Right.
There's a very profound moment that after he screams, he just dead stares at the air.
Okay.
And you see his eyes open wide and you understand he's not going to make it. Like, you know, he's done. That was so hard to watch still. You know?
I have that moment. I have the recording of that. I'm going to check it out now. I never really noticed that. You're shooting a video currently, right?
I'm going to shoot a video for Better Man, and I'm also aiming to release another song I haven't played here. I'm still debating if to release that one or release Independence Day first. We'll see. So I'm very excited for this one, because I haven't had a video here. I have a bunch of video from my Israeli albums.
Right.
But
nothing from out here,
not yet.
Okay,
so we'll look. I have an idea. I don't want to ruin it, you know. No spoilers and all that. But we're gonna aim to that. Also, I have an announcement here.
Oh, all right.
So I was thinking about it for a long time. I like listening to podcasts a lot, and I say, why wouldn't I just do a podcast and have a bunch of musicians come, like people like me that are like at the beginning of the way, and just have a little chat with them and play some songs. So this is going to happen very soon.
All right.
So stay tuned.
The Ayers Barnea podcast. Do you have a title for that yet? Wait a minute. You haven't even titled your EP yet. So,
Well, the EP is going to be, I feel like it's going to be easier to title once I have, I already recorded all the songs.
Right.
Once I'll figure out the date that I want to release everything, I'll have the title in mind.
Is it one of those things that, like writing music where you're just grabbing stuff out of it and then one day you'll wake up and there's the title.
Yeah, 100%.
Right on. How do our listeners find you online, Ayers?
So social media, I'm going to be at @IamAyers, that's E-R-E-Z, B. That's my social media. And just look me up online at Ayers Barnea on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and all that. Better Man just came out a week ago on Friday. So stream that. I already got a lot of love from my fans, so I really appreciate that.
All right.
And yep.
Okay, so I want you to do me a favor, if you will. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep this recording. I'm gonna podcast this later on. If you missed any portion of this, by the way, it'll be up on the KX93.5 website later on. Yes. Look under the podcast, The Mornings with Ed Show. And I want you right now. I'm gonna keep it for at least 21 years. So when Dylan turns 21, I'm gonna give him this a message for Dylan, if you would.
Oh man. You like to do that to me. Every time you tackle me here. A message to 21-year-old Dylan.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he served in the Israeli military like I did, because I will want to send him there just because it made the man I'm now.
Okay.
Even though it was tough. Right. But I feel like the main message I would like to send him is, it's going to be so cliche. Stay gold.
All right.
Like Pawnee Boy.
There you go.
Just stay true to yourself and do what you love. Because, you know, throughout my life, I was very independent. And my mom always supported my decisions. And she never, obviously she wanted me to go to school, but, you know, things happen.
Right.
But she always supported my choices. And that also, I want him to know that we're always going to be there, no matter how hard the road is. We're always here to support him, whatever choices he makes.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been sitting here with Ares Barnea, and yes, the new single is Better Man, and he's very much a better man. Again,
oh my God,
Ares, congratulations on a beautiful wife, Sammy, a beautiful son, Dylan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again. Oh, it's fun coming back here.
Thank you for coming, man, and congratulations on the new single and the new EP. Yep. We'll look forward to seeing you again, man.
See ya.